Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from Venezia 74. Very pleased to be joined by filmmaker John Wu. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you so much, I'm very glad to be here.
And you're here presenting your latest film called Manhunt. Now, for our listeners who are not aware of the film or are not familiar with the film yet, would you like to introduce it a little bit and tell us as much about the story as you'd like?
Well, if you're familiar with one of my Hong Kong film, The Killer, then you will know what. then you can guess what the Manhunt about. So it's also it's kind of like cat and mouse story. Like story is about a man, a Chinese man who had been framed as a murderer. So the Japanese detective go after him, and somehow they both work together and come together and become friends at the end. Mm. So it's a thriller and action-packed film, but with the romanticism in the film.
Yeah. This love-hate relationship between the two men who are the leading men of this movie, is this something that you like in a narrative when you sit down and you make a movie?
Yeah, it's become my usual theme. You know, I'm pretty good at like man-to-man or male-to-male, you know, the kind of a relationship and heroic, you know, behavior. But this time, we have something more. Beside the man, we had two very beautiful woman killer.
Yeah.
So this is first time in my movie as well. There's two lady killer. They are beautiful, but they also have a great heart. You know,
very dangerous side. And why did you want to do that?
Well, it's because people used to say I'm only good at to making the male hero, but I just wanted to prove I also can make, you know, the same as good the man, as I also can make a very beautiful woman, you know, heroic.
Yeah. Well, in the story, though, I mean, although there's a lot of great action scenes, very spectacular action scenes, you also play with some fears that are kind of like not that unlikely, especially when it comes to like some shady things that are happening in governments or just fears that one might have. So your action movies are also inspired by that, I guess.
Well, maybe a little bit like that, but I never intend to make anything to feel embarrassing. You know? Oh. I just wanted to make some true story, or some true story might happen. Mm. But in the meantime, so I just want to make a fun action and get some meanings, you know, and action movies.
Another thing that I noticed right from the start is that you refer to classic cinema, but you have a love of cinema as well, I think.
Yes.
So in this movie, you get to share it a little bit.
Well, this, you know, in the 60s, I was greatly admired the Japanese and the French, Italian and European film, and and I think that there was the best year for the cinema. You can watch all kind of a great movie in the old time. So I missed the era. So I tried to make some of the classic.
Yeah, I don't know if you ever heard of Bud Spencer and Terence Hill. They made that kind of movie that with that duo, the clashing duos of the heroes, the leading heroes.
Oh, that's good.
And it's very cool. And listen, thank you very much for joining us. We're out of time, but I truly appreciate it. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you so much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.